Please be seated. From today's gospel lesson that you just heard, Martha, Martha, why are you worried and distracted by many things? There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Hear it again from Eugene Patterson's translation called The Message. Martha, Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Only one thing is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and it won't be taken away from her. All of us, every one of us, male and female, are a combination of Martha and Mary. But for most of us, our Marthas have literally taken over our lives. All right, how many of you are Marthas? How many of you are Marys? There's always more Marthas than Marys. Because we church folks are doers. We gather as a community. We put on suppers. We run programs. We maintain buildings. We try to serve the poor and the oppressed of the world. We strive to help other people. We are doers of the word. But if you think about it, the Rotary Club, Kiwanis, Junior League, they do all those things too. Are we really no different than them? Have we just become just another service club? Maybe sometimes. Unless, of course, we recognize the need that we all have to do a little work on our Mary side, finding a way to find some balance in our lives by literally taking the time to sit at the feet of the Lord and to listen. That's the important part. To put aside the work that we do and just spend some time being with Christ. Some time learning from him. Some time just in his presence and being refreshed and recreated by his Spirit. And of course, some time listening to what he might have to say to you. We are not very good at that, folks. None of us are. After all, our mamas and the book of Proverbs have told us all our lives that idle hands are the devil's workshop. But Jesus tells us of a better way. A way to find a little balance in life. Where sometimes we realize how important it is to just have some time to ourselves. To listen. To be. To question. To heal, to rest, and to get to know ourselves just a little bit better. But more importantly, to get to know God a little bit better. There's always something that needs to be done, especially these days. There's always a job, a chore, a challenge that needs to be tackled. And there always will be. But when that something gets to possess you, to leave you with no time for prayer or quiet or listening, then it's become an obsession. And face it, we have enough obsessions in the world these days. And I know what you're thinking, and it's true. Somebody has to do the work. But where do we draw the energy for all the work that needs to be done? And that's where I think choosing the better part, as Jesus calls it, comes in. The church ought to be different from a service club in that we recognize it's the Mary part of us that gives us the energy to do. It's the word of God that gives us life, that strengthens us to do good, to make a difference. But only if we'll take the time to sit at his feet, as Mary did. Now, the story of Mary and Martha tells us that God is outside of our customs and our traditions. Jesus knew what to expect as a guest in their house, but he doesn't seem to care too much. He's more concerned with sharing himself, with teaching, and with building a relationship. And it is no different with you and me. It seems to me that what God really cares about is our relationship with him, and then with each other. God wants to know the real us, and he wants us to know the real him, and through him have the energy and the strength to really know and to really love others. You can be yourself before God, just like Mary was. You can give yourself a break. You don't have to beat your heads against the wall getting everything just perfect. It doesn't always have to be about right and wrong and best and worst. Sometimes it can just be about better. God wants to know the real you, the real me. After all, it's the real you that God made and that God understands. And I, for one, find that very freeing. And I really think that how we react and respond to the story of Mary and Martha tells us something about ourselves, all of us. It shows us that in all things there are going to be choices to be made, and they don't have to be perfect choices. Sometimes it's choices about priorities, choices about what is good and what is necessary, about what is wonderful, and about what could even be better. And as much as it might be against our inclinations, we all need that from time to time. Not doing, not working, not solving the world's problems, but just being. You can call me naive if you want, but I think that maybe it's there at the feet of Christ where we can begin to find some of the answers that the world longs for. Maybe at the feet of Christ we could more fully think and pray and listen. And perhaps it's there where we are given the strength to be kind and good in the small parts of the world that we inhabit, and thereby change everything. Thereby change the world. Because it is at the feet of Christ where we, with greater clarity than anywhere else, can learn about God and how God can reveal us to our own selves, if only we'll take the time to sit at his feet and listen. God love you. Amen.